Hey, thanks for spending part of your day with the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We're on digital, AM, FM, satellite, online at npr.org/Bryant Park. I'm Allison Stewart, along with Rachel Martin. Coming up very shortly, the art of pen spinning. Yep, not just something bored kids do at their desk. It could become a profession. We'll also talk about whistleblowing through WikiLeaks. We'll explain what that is very shortly. But first, let's get some news headlines.
This is NPR.
China's health ministry says a 41-year-old man has died from the H5N1 strain of bird flu. The ministry says on its website that a specimen from the man's body was sent to a central government lab where scientists confirmed it contained H5N1. No word on how he caught the virus. According to the World Health Organization, 228 human deaths have been linked to the strain since 2003. The leaders of the Pakistani political parties that won big in Monday's parliamentary elections are expected to meet today. They'll talk about how to form a coalition government that could force President Pervez Musharraf out of power. Asif Zardari, the husband of the slain opposition leader Benazir Bhutto, will meet with Nawaz Sharif. Sharif was overthrown as prime minister of Pakistan when Musharraf staged a military coup in 1999. Now he says he wants Musharraf out. Even though the president lost a bulk of his support in the elections, he says he intends to stay in office. Meanwhile, Pakistan's deposed chief justice rallied supporters today, demanding that the new government restore the judges who were fired during Musharraf's emergency rule late last year. Another U.S. military serviceman has been arrested over an alleged sexual assault on the Japanese island of Okinawa. The Army sergeant is accused of attacking a Philippine woman at a hotel earlier this month. It's the second alleged incident in 10 days. Last week, a U.S. Marine was arrested on suspicion of raping a 14-year-old girl. Yesterday, the U.S. military imposed a 24-hour curfew on U.S. troops in Japan to crack down on the crime spree, limiting some 45,000 military personnel, civilian employees, and their families to bases, workplaces, or off-base homes indefinitely. And the U.S. Navy says it successfully intercepted a defunct spy satellite with a missile late last night. The White House ordered the failing satellite destroyed out of concern about fuel on board that could pose a toxic threat. Here's NPR's defense correspondent Guy Raz.
The missile was launched off a Navy warship near Hawaii at 10:30 p.m. Eastern Time Wednesday night. Debris from the shattered satellite was expected to burn up as it entered the Earth's atmosphere. Pentagon spokesman Jeff Morrell says Defense Secretary Robert Gates gave the go-ahead several hours prior to the launch.
The mission was a success, that the missile had intercepted the decaying satellite.
The highly classified spy satellite malfunctioned soon after reaching orbit in December 2006. The satellite was due to fall to Earth sometime this week. Military officials say they decided to destroy it because toxic rocket fuel inside the satellite posed a possible danger if it fell on a populated area.
NPR's Guy Raz reporting there. That is the news, and it's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.